E nā raki I katakata, en ta sāpā ka raupa wāthati ko ngoe Australia, e lewu e randowea laki wa kāmbatambata, e nebe I wanua ni Sicily. Ia e kātalangāni rarawa, ni ngauna ongo, e ndauru lewu talangākina na wakathalaka e wai. Na wuna ni lewu e radhuruba noa mai, se e ramaitiko baka pūlangi e kē, e rasenga ni kilawa kwa binaka, na beka e rauni sotavi, e nebe I wanua ni Sicily e kē. Na dhapambeka enda donu menda dhakawa, merawa ni enda tagumaki kenda kina, ke ira na nanda matavu wale se itokani maina baka dhalaka e wai. Na itukutuko ngu e baka rautaka o Amy Chiang Yuweng. Nanraki katakata endu anangonan renre, we ira nanda uwe tagumaki ena nanda bimbarabi se mata asawa, se lifeguards. Na wuna, ni so e rasenga ni rawa ni wilika na beba kasala mbimbi membaleta na nonda ndau tatangomaki e na beba nua ni sili ka ni rasenga ni kilawa kabinaka na bosa waka pertania. Se e rasenga sarangani kila na bosa waka pertania. E boleka ni ndua na undolu e raluwu e na loma ni tini na embaki sauti. E na mata asawa mai Queenslandi, e buwaleka ni vi mama, vi irina lubu, e radhuruba nua mai kikie, se e rabulangi mai vanua tani. Entikeba na Royal Life Saving Society Australia, ni rando lubu wasoma na bulangi mai China, India, South Korea, ke Malaysia. E a wakarautaka ka sabi suliak sara induane I wala tukutuku, ka bolai e na bimatangali wasa-wasa, membaleta na ngangarouni e na ngouni Sicily na Surf Life Saving Queensland. Na I wala tukutuku ongo, e bolai me bukea na nonra veitartara na lifeguards ke ira na laki Sicily e rawili wakaliuni wanua kasenga ni nonra wasa na wasa waka pertania se swimmers from non-English speaking backgrounds. E abukea na kena tabo na I wala tukutuku ongo o Chantel Fifi endua na Coastal Safety Officer.
The trial is actually going really, really well. We only just introduced the book for the first week of summer and our Dawn Patrol down on the Gold Coast actually utilised the booklet to speak to about 15 Korean people who were actually going in to enter the water, and they could easily communicate to the official to say that they're not allowed to swim in this spot, that they need to swim between the flags and directing them down to that safe place.
E tu e Australia e sivia ni tinkandua na undolu na mata asawa. Enda raumbeka ni silikina, ia e wanga na pasende veira na mata asawa ongori e reanravi se kena wasambeka waka pertania patrolled. E tukuna o Chantel ni oira e resenga ni rao ningalo waka pinaka enda donu mera silinga ena vei mata asawa e reanravi tu.
The main things when going down to the beach is finding the flags and swimming between them, but as well also swimming during patrol times. So that's a big indicator where we want to swim when there's a life-saving or a lifeguard service down there and only actually swim at patrol beaches. You're guaranteed to stay nice and safe, and if you have any troubles or you do get stung by a jellyfish, you can come up and see the lifeguards or the lifeguards and they'll help you when you do go down there.
Na lenga lewe nduondua, se koe na viko, se rip currents. E lebu dhake e rabakalengai e wai e rando nuea na viko maive ira e katira na ngio. E vivia e adhobatiko na rosabulu kandua o ira e rabakalengai e na viko. Tukuna o Dr. Jack McCarroll maina School of Geoscience and the University of Sydney ni mbimbi menda kila na iwakata kila kila ni viko.
Looking for a rip current, standing up high, looking for the dark areas where there's no wave breaking. They're narrow, fast-flowing offshore flows from the shoreline towards offshore where the waves are breaking. And most commonly, the reason we find rip currents is in channels between shallow bars. So you get more water coming onshore over the bars as waves break. And very simply, what's happening is that water gets pushed onshore and it runs back out through the deep rip channel.
E tukuna o Dr. McCarroll ni Ndondono me na gangaroni e na kui ni viko ka me na sisilinga e na vi matasawa e rangaravi se tangomakitu me veira na lifeguards.
Look for a place to swim where the waves are going to be as small as possible, because the waves are the things that force the rip currents. So the bigger the waves, the stronger the rips, and it's just more dangerous to swim anyway in larger waves. If you get into trouble, if you notice that you're being taken offshore and you realise that you're caught in a rip, is to simply put your hand up, stay afloat, get somebody's attention and try to remain calm until you're rescued.
Intuani wakarauni siwa kana numi ni kena ka wakarera wakinduandua e Australia. Oyana siwa e waitui mena vanua ve watu watu sendua na uduna ve watu e dhanambeka waka pertania na rock fishing. Enandua na waka dindike ka waka e dhora na Royal Life Saving Society se RLSSA e na tambana me New South Walesi e kune kina ni vivi e dhobatiko na tinkavitu na luvu duana e mbaki e waka vuna na matangali siwa waka ongo mai na matai ni chulai Ronondolu kene ka tulsangavulu ni chune Ronondolu kavitu. Mai ni sadhwe lesi e na ngauna vato ongo e waleka ni lima sabulu kadhio na pasende veira na waka lengai e na siwa waka ongo se rock fishing erkei e sia. O Craig Roberts, a national manager ni Aquatic Risk and a Royal Life Saving Society, e tukuna ukwea ni waka rerewaki na rock fishing.
Persons who want to participate in rock fishing need to do so and get the right safety equipment and ensure that they're at the right location. Simple things like telling a friend and going with a friend of where you're going, making sure you're wearing cleats or the appropriate footwear, wearing a life jacket at all times, not just when you're in the water, but also on the edge of the water when you're fishing, so that if you do fall in, you can stay afloat until emergency assistance arrives.
Tukuna o Craig Roberts, ni ndondonu merandau reitha waka binaka na vya siwa waka ongo ni tu binaka tu na veka keve ni mbera nirlaki siwa.
Making sure what the weather conditions are, both from a meteorological point of view, but also from a surf point of view or from an ocean point of view, rock fishing is a sport that the tides and the waves are one of the key factors that drag people into the water, causing death and drowning.
E taura wale ngai vida na sekundi na nona rao ni kuitaki ki waitu iloa endua ka siotiko maina vanua vi watu. Ni mbera mandangani luvu e rao ni tabulaki e na vi watu watu kesa kuitaki kwea na ua lilevu. E tukuna o Dr. Jack McCarroll me kua ni wakathalei kenda na marau ni waitui.
It is certainly a very dangerous sport. It's advised to look at the wave conditions before you go out and make sure the waves are below a certain level, say 1 to 1.5 metres. When the waves are large and clean, the sort of big waves that surfers like, you can get breaks between the waves where they're flat for a while and then they get very large every 5 minutes or so. So those type of days where the waves are very large and clean can be particularly dangerous for rock fishers.
Ia e seng walanga ni randou waka lengai na sile matasawa. Tukuna o Craig Roberts mai na RLSSA ni levu na dhurbanua era luvu e na veuduwai e Australia.
It's often the calm still waters above the river that look like it's safe, but it's usually underneath the water. Snags, trees, branches, things like that underwater, as well as your rip currents, which are often quite dangerous and are causing accidents and people to drown.
Tuku no kuai ni da donu, men da baka reitha binaka na vika, e adha wabuli tikenda ni mbera ni da sisili e udiwai.
One of the key things is to make sure you walk in the river. Ask the locals about what is the dangers of the rivers. Be aware that there are dangers underneath the water. Wear a life jacket, learn CPR, and always swim with someone else.
Endina, ni bimbi men da kilana gangaroni en a sile matasawa kina uduwai, en bimbi talanga me te kila na tātango maki e na tombuni wai se pool safety. E sa levu tiko nei tukutuku e na rongoza me mbaleta na nonra lubu e na tombu e wale o ira na ngone o koe ngona e viva ka ungeiti tiko na Royal Life Saving Society merendo wano no viva ka matua na ngone e na vingau na keve e rasili tiko kina. E viva ka ungeiti talenga o Craig Roberts me nda pulida keve na ya soli ni dhengu Nimbula e na ngauna nilenga si CPR. Endo waka tabulitha na CPR na Royal Life Saving Society e na bebanua e Australia raramba.
An important factor of saving anyone's life is getting early access to the person who is drowning, and then the next step is early CPR. We'd encourage everyone to obtain a CPR certificate and learn CPR skills. It may be your family or your family friend who you may have to save one day.